had mentioned that he notices you a little bit better with the arm, especially when you extend it. Does it feel like you're gaining more and more?
Yeah, each and every week, it's getting a lot more strength and being able to, be more comfortable. And that's why the play count is going up this week, and I'm excited about that, to play a little bit more and get after it.
DeMarcus, how do you make sure coming off bye week, obviously it's good for everyone's rest and recovery, but to make sure you come back crisp and you're in that juice of game mode, what do you do just to prevent any lull or any rust?
I think it starts in practice, because usually when you come back from a bye week, especially coming back to this high altitude, guys are usually tired, a little bit out of shape, so it takes a little bit of time to get acclimated, but it wasn't like that. Guys were excited, coming back, especially like Wolf and, Tlaib coming back on the practice field. And that builds a little bit more morale out there and guys being excited. I'm glad that, it's not bad that they were out, but, that them being out now, that excitement coming back, that helped us from a defensive standpoint, also offensive standpoint. And it's been really good, and guys are ready, so there's no rust at all.
With you coming along, to lead back, Wolf back, does it almost feel like you guys are full since you went down?
I think the defense is feeling a lot more confident, as we always are, but having, Wolf back, to lead back, me playing a lot more plays, so a lot more consistency. As we wanted throughout the season, I think we'll see that this week.
I'm sure you guys want to win every game, obviously, but 7-3 coming off a bye week, 3 division games going up. It seems like you all are in a pretty good spot, really.
We look at every game as a playoff game. I mean, every single game that we play is going to be that big playoff caliber type game. That's the mentality that we're taking as a team and taking those games seriously. We're not taking any of them lightly. And this right here is a big game for us coming up, especially, all of them, all 6. So we're looking at each one of them, taking each one every week and trying to get that win.
DeMarcus, are you at the point where you can use that arm now to jab and do whatever you need without that shock or any after effects of the injury?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to show you.
Sure.
Okay, cool. I'm good. It feels really good. I still have to wear the pads just for protection because you don't want to get a helmet, right there where it was where I had the surgery at. But, practicing, doing everything, there's nothing that I couldn't do. So just feeling really confident in doing that.
DeMarcus, what have you seen from Travis Kelce?
Say again?
What have you seen from their tight end?
He's like their number one guy. He's the guy that they go to. It's like he's the quarterback scapegoat. He's making big plays. He's playing really well, and he's what's making their offense run. I mean, they're running the ball really well, but when it's a passing game, he's a key component in that.
Wade was talking about the personalities of this defensive group, and that it's a quirky group. Has that been your experience too? This is a unique bunch of personalities that we've seen in your
group. It's a whole bunch of personalities on our defense. It's almost like sticking Michael Jackson, Prince, John Legend, just sticking everybody in a rock band and just telling them to sing, and they come up with something good. So it's so many guys with so many personalities, but that's what you need. Guys being themselves, being confident, but being able to play with each other as a group and get the best out of them.
Who would you be in that rock band?
In the rock band, I'll probably be like Stevie Ray Vaughan because I like to play the guitar. So I'm probably the guy back there in the back. I'm the lead guy. I mean, I got to be in the front, playing the guitar, man. It's just the way it is. And but it's good. They're just having so many personalities on defense, and it's fun. That's what keeps everything going. Sometimes guys are down. You got the next guy to pick up the slack. And it's not about just a one-man show. It's about the team coming together for the best of what we can do. They got mad at me because they said, DeMarcus, why don't you follow anybody on Instagram and social media? I said, well, I got tired of seeing all of y'all and what you guys do all the time. So I said, they said, we're not following you anymore. I said, listen, I don't even care. I said, I see y'all every day in the locker room, okay? But it's just funny. But Tlaib, joining the social media, he was excited about it. I think he's probably the fastest guy. I think he got on today, and I think he already has like 13,000 followers on there. So he was excited about that. So, you know, we making fun of him a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Marcus.
All right. Thank y'all. Thanks.